Thank
you. Welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on this stay in your lane and trust God's timing. As you go through this day, reflect upon Psalm 31. So read that in its entirety when you get a chance. But right now, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence, your power, and your anointing here on the Master's Call. We thank you that you allow for us to wake up into a new day that you have made, God, that we will rejoice and be glad in. We thank you, Father, that as we stay in our lane on this Thursday and as we trust your timing, we know that we can anticipate and expect great things to happen in our lives, Father. We thank you for being our protection and for being our shepherd. We thank you that we are healed and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so this morning, as we come to you here on the Master's Call, we pray that lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with you, God. So we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything else shall be added unto us, Father. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray right now, Father, as they have committed and surrendered and say yes to your mandate, God, that you would continue to carry out the mission that you have given them. I speak wisdom, love, and your anointing to overflow in them right now in the name of Jesus. Every need will be met within them in the name of Jesus, Father. And I ask right now that this call will go forth free, clear, unhindered, uncontaminated in the mighty name of Jesus. And as the speaker would come this morning, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in her right now and that the word will go forth mightily as she seeks you, God, and that you would speak through her and that we will be receptive to hear and to do what you would say do in this time and in this season, God. So we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for Artists International and for the DSD Leon family. And we thank you for the new and greater things that are coming in Artists, for Artists will not look the same as it did on yesterday, God. And so I thank you for each and every caller on this line right now. And I thank you that you are with them forevermore, God. And so we bless your name, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we realize that we cannot do anything without you. So bless us, God. Keep us, God. Protect us and guide us and lead us in this day. In all these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn this call over this morning to our host here on the Master's Call. Are you out there this morning, Minister Kai? Good morning. Are you out there this morning?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm sorry, there's something going on. Enemy is trying to be busy, but we rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I would like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. This is Minister Kai in Atlanta, and I am just so glad that you have all joined us this morning. I want to say thank you to Minister Tiffany for seating and greeting the people and just welcoming us with such a warm, warm, warm Kingdom's greeting. So again, I am Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross. We know that this call is all about the Master. So each day, Monday through Friday, we get up early in the morning to give God the praise, the glory, the honor, and the reverence that is due him. So this call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two awesome, super fantastic, dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our very own Mother Eagle. When this call was started, we know that God does things decent and in order, so it was founded with a mission and with scripture. The mission statement is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And the scripture reference comes from Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So, you know, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. You know that you can get go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on that website, we have archived every message from the inception of the call through the present. And also on that website, you can look at the bios and get more information about the speakers. You can see our prayer objectives. If you feel like you are being led to join our team as a prayer intercessor, or you feel like God has given you a word, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Robin, or Dr. Vanessa will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that call is hosted by none other than our very own Platinum President, Godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. And they have this call to keep us motivated, informed, and moving forward to enhance the lives of everyone we come in contact with. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. And so, without any further ado, I'm going to introduce to you our speaker for the morning. It is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V is an amazing woman of God. She is always helping us to stretch and grow, and she continues to push us out of the nest because she knows and she sees what God has in store for us. She comes forward often with a prophetic and on-time word because she loves the Lord and she spends time with him daily. She continues to grow in her own ministry. She is a wonderful daughter, and she is just an amazing woman of God who has touched my life personally. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for those kind words coming in. And good morning, Master's Call family. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for stepping in and people. This morning, we just praise God for what he's doing in us and through us, and I'm excited to step in today and minister the word of God. I want to thank so many of you all, as we've been saying, for your prayers, for your intercession, for everybody who did their part as they prayed for us as we went down to the Bahamas. The TMC team was right there, and God honored our prayers. And I just want to thank so many of you all for your texts and words of encouragement and lifting up our Kings of Artists. I see Diamond President Reggie on the board this morning. It's our honor to serve and cover you in prayer and continue to cover especially the Kings after the homegoing transition of Dr. Miles and First Lady Ruth and the others on the team that all lost their lives so tragically. We were the last place he spoke before he transitioned, was with our artist family, and that in itself is prophetic. And I'm going to speak this morning. I started a series with my Wednesday Bible study about purpose in honor of what this man of God has taught me since I met him back in 1990. When I first started Oral Roberts, I was blessed to be on staff with the publishing company that published his first book, Potential, that changed so many of our lives. So this morning our topic is, I'll do all I can do, then expect God to do what I cannot do. I want you, wherever you are, to say that if you can. If you're decreeing to the heavens that we're going to get in purpose if we haven't been, we're going to blow a fresh wind of God, the rule wind of God on our purpose. We're going to decide today that no matter what, We're going to die empty. What does that mean? Everything God has assigned to us, every dream he's given us, every vision, every goal, we're going to achieve it on this side of glory. And we're decreeing and announcing to the heavens, I'll do all I can do, then expect God to do what I cannot do. And, of course, the key ingredient in that verse is that we must do all we can do. And as I was telling our class last night, what does that mean? What does that look like? I went through a series and have talked with many of you all about knowing your gifts. Every one of us, God deposited in us, in our DNA, a gift. Some have a gift of leadership, a gift of giving, a gift of hospitality, an apostolic gift. And we'll have several gifts, but we'll have a predominant gift. And that gift is tied into your passion. What does that look like, Pastor V? Well, what is your passion? What would you do if you never got paid for? What do you just always end up doing? Some of you have the gift of administration. I know Songbird does. That's one of Tiffany's predominant gifts. That's one of my predominant gifts. It's not my major gift, but I can't walk in a place of chaos. I always organize, strategize. It just comes to me automatically and natural. So all of us have a gift, and it's on us to nurture, to improve, to work on those gifts that will allow us to fall into our purpose. And where there is a vision, God always brings the provision. God's not obligated to sanction and bless what he did not ordain. That's a message right there. So we have to make sure every day toward fulfilling our purpose, every step toward being what God called us to be, every activity we accept, every project we undertake, it should go through the filter of faith. Is that aligning with the purpose that God has on my life? So that means you got to talk to God about everything you take on. Too many of us have on our plate some good ideas that are not the God ideas, and then we get frustrated when the good ideas go awry. But God is not obligated to bless what he did not ordain. So we first have to make sure we're doing our part. Every day we know to pray. Every day we know to read the Word of God that will illuminate the path of purpose, that will illuminate the destiny and the goals, that will clarify the call in our lives. Those are some things of plugging into the source so you can hear God clearly. The enemy is full of deception and denial and derailing and delays, but the God we serve is bigger. But we first on the battle line, on the front line. See, I'm talking to frontline warriors because you pressed to get on a call this morning. And for many of you, each and every morning, you get on the call to have your spirits fed, your souls revived, your hearts reminded. It's bigger than me. I am that minister in the marketplace, destined but determined every day to do all I can do that I can expect God to do what I cannot do. See, we're all miracles in the making. And this morning I'm going to briefly go over five principles that make up the foundation. It's the groundwork. It's the essentials. It's the recipe to achieving our goals so that we can each and every day with focused faith, with eyes that are keen in like that eagle that can see over 2 miles ahead. This is what the Lord would have me do. And I don't come down, and the eagles never swoop down for anything that's dead. They only come down for living things, and they're very clear on their assignment. So today, eagles, we're going to get focused and get our foundation clear. If we've wasted some time, we're just going to repent. We're not going to try to excuse it, lie, give all these fantastic reasons why we know we're behind schedule. Just repent. Let's just keep it real. And then quote Ephesians 5:16, that thank God we serve a God that redeems the time, that works it all together for our good. Principle one, so that God can do what he will do after we've done all we can do. We've got to commit. That's not a cuss word. We got to commit. We got to make a covenant. We got to keep our part of the contract with God. And Dr. PK asked us to do this years ago, even while we were on this call, and I always try to refresh my goals. As again, last night, I started off the class, and I'm going to start off this call saying, it doesn't matter why we are where we are where we are. So let's look at today. Today is November 13th. The year is almost spent. We had some fantastic goals we wrote down in January, and for some of us, oops, we hadn't even looked at them since January. We made some awesome commitments of getting on Transform 90, of getting our finances in order, of a closer walk with God, of improving some relationships. Whoops, it's November 13th, and we haven't kept our part of the contract. Okay, we just go repent, put that under the blood, and keep going. But we're going to write down seven things, seven desires, that we're going to do our part for the rest of this year. I'm not even talking about next year, the rest of 2014, and watch God do it, because we're going to make a contract. We're going to make a commitment. We're going to put it up beside that dream board, and we're going to write it down so it gets a little more firm out of the ethereal into the practical, and we're going to back it up with the Habakkuk 2:2-3 that says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may rub that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, a kairos, a specific time. But at the end, it shall speak. It ain't over till it's over. And we still got some days to go to make that rank. We still got some days to go to recruit those people. Some of us are on our way toward that platinum Mercedes. But whatever the goal is that you and God have worked out, let's commit it to some paper. Let's commit, commit. That's not a cuss word, that's a God word, to keep our word. Again, God will keep his word, but we must do our part. So we're going to take the time and prayerfully write down seven things. We're going to post them, put them on our iPod, on our iPad, and we're going to put them on our laptop. We're going to put them on the kitchen refrigerator. We're going to keep it up before us. We're going to get an accountability partner, because some of us know we must have that so that we can finish this task. Principle two, we have to decide today, this day of our Lord and Savior, we're going to have focused faith. I call it laser faith. Principle two, get some focused faith every day, usually barring none. Somebody texts me, calls me, Facebooks me, emails me with an awesome opportunity, an opportunity that will change my life and change my zip code. We even use that when we talk to others about artists. And I have a focused faith that I know I'm with the best company in town. I know I've already found God's assignment for me, and I'm focused on that this is where I'm supposed to be. This is my primary business of Artists International. I am still a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, so I'm focused on always studying the word, preparing messages, doing the things that I need to do. I'm focused on the responsibilities for the master's call. I don't get confused that this is anybody else's assignment. I know God put it on my plate so that I stay committed to what he gave me over 4 years ago. I make sure that I'm always monitoring, updating, overseeing, because I made a commitment. And so with focused faith, we have to make sure that we're keeping laser faith on letting nothing get on our plate, nothing get on our things to do, nothing get on our task that we are to tackle that doesn't line up with the purpose. You know, we're on a journey for purpose. We know that focus needs, the acronym for focus, is firmly on course. Until successful. We don't take a seventh inning stretch. We don't check out at halftime. Firmly on course until successful. Focus, focus. And focus is to be faithful, to do what we say we're going to do. And as you and I remain faithful and operate with focused faith, faith will experience the fruit. And I've always often taught this with focus. Stay open to try the new strategies to make the purpose work. Be flexible. When the enemy tries to slam the door, look to God because he's opened up a window. Then be willing to obey and do what God tells you to do and focus. That C is be committed. Faith is commitment. It means go the extra mile, make the extra call, send out the extra emails, do what others are often unwilling to do. And when we're committed, let's keep the character of Christ so that Jesus can work in us and through us. And when we're focused, that you, as we have the unity of God, That was a word that I was trying to figure out what was so different. What was that great spirit that was fighting, the forces were fighting against it, but it just emerged down in that Bahamas. It was a different spirit from any other Kings of Artists conference where the enemy was hurling crazy fiery darts. There was a different kind of unity and a love and a camaraderie that we've never seen with us getting serious about what God has called us to do for artists. And then, my God, for Dr. Miles Monroe to come in and cap it off and bring understanding. That's that other U in focus. And then the F to share the good news of artists every day, everywhere we go, and be willing to support one another. We're talking about focused faith, doing all I can do, and then expecting God to do what I cannot do. Principle 3, be consistent. Some of us have never finished nothing. Be consistent and persistent, because you got to have a fighter in you. The enemy does not fight fair. Let's get over that. He doesn't. But this morning, prophesy over your own self. Lay your hands on your own stomach and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Be consistent and persistent with every one of those written desires. The 7 we wrote, be consistent. Decree over your own self. I am going. I am consistent. Don't put a going. I am consistent and persistent with every one of my written desires. The proof of desire is pursuit. I love how Mike Murdock says that. The proof of desire is pursued, and we saw that within Mark 5, when we talk about the woman with the issue of blood in 25 through 36, when she pressed through the crowd to touch the hem of his garment. She was consistent in her idea. I hear he's coming to town. She was persistent to press through the crowd, even when it was illegal in her state to touch his garment. Remember, quitters never win, and winners never quit. Principle four, create an environment of success all around you. In other words, we got to dismiss some holy haters. I don't care if they are family members or close friends. The crab mentality can't work right now. We're going to change this thing before the end of 2014. Create an environment of success around you. What do you mean, Dr. V? Develop equally yoked, positive relationships. Quit just excusing those folks, saying, well, you know, that's how they are. They don't mean no harm. They love me. Okay, we don't need that kind of love right now. Just put them on the back burner. We'll catch them later. Let's get around some people who speak success into your spirit, who speak, you can do it, speak. We're locking and agreeing. God's going to do this thing for us because we're going to do the calls. We're going to have the parties, the showcases. We're going to get on the Internet and market. We're going to do our part and expect God to do his. We're going to feed ourselves a diet of success. Oh, yeah. The T for transform diet is we're going to be triumphant, and we're going to have a diet of success. We're going to watch the motivational DVDs. We're going to listen to CDs, read motivating books, and bless me, how many of us in the Bahamas were just buying all the books that Dr. Monroe had, and those who came that they know would improve them and make them stronger, better, awesome eagles soaring to destiny. Do all of the above daily and consistently. Find a mentor who is already walking in this godly success. See your theory in action. Pull from them, knowing that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34. And if he did it for them, he'll do it for me. When I do my part, I know the word. All of heaven's got me backed up. God's going to do his part. So keep those 7 requests in front of you daily. Say daily. Daily, and confess it out loud. Announce to all of heaven. Get Michael and the archangels ready, as Hebrews 11 tells us, to go out and war on our behalf. Some of them will have to shake some dust off their wings because we had been praying. We had been decreeing or declaring the victory out loud. Romans 4:17, before him who he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and what? Call those things which be not as though they were. All that is your dream board. Way before dream boards and way before NLP, there was the word that said, call out of the supernatural into your natural, the things that are not as though they were. And this last principle, as I close, keep giving our God all the glory. Keep giving God and God alone all the glory. With every success, get that I out of your mouth. There's no I in team, okay? We have to keep a spirit of humility. We always must remember to be a team player. Together, everyone achieves more. You're building a legacy of wealth and health for you and your family, but it's through the grace of God. It's through the blessings of God. It's through the favors of God. God, I love you today. God, I trust you. God, I thank you for these seven desires. You speak it. Be a walking temple of expectation and watch the manifestation come. So as we say that I'll do all I can do and expect God to do what we cannot do today, we want to see ourselves going over the top today with the eyes of faith. We want to see ourselves walking in the victory, reaching those desired goals, reaching the desired ranks by the end of this year. Today, we want to see ourselves daily doing the things necessary to create and sustain the momentum that will lead us to going over the top. And today, we want to settle it in our hearts and in our spirits that we're going over the top no matter what. I want to speak to your spirit this morning. Tell your mind to chill for a minute. Tell your reasoning to take a break and put on your spiritual safety belts. I want to download into your spirit that you're going to go over the top because you, yes, you, are God's special child, a child of the Almighty King. Today, this morning, I want to stir up your spirit. I want to refocus your spiritual eyes to clearly, to precisely, to accurately see yourself going over the top. Today, I'm going to do all that I can do and know that my God will do all I cannot do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Sorry, I went a little over. Back to you, Minister Kai.
My God, my God, my God, what an amazing word. I am going to do all that I can do and then expect God to do all I cannot. We're going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word that you imparted to us from this woman of God, your daughter, Dr. V. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless her, continue to pour into her as she pours out into so many others. Fill her to overflow, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we continue to ask you to be with the Monroe family, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to comfort them in this time of bereavement. Give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Lord, we ask that you continue to just love on all of those who are affected by the loss of these two giants and all those who were on that plane. Lord, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to just touch everybody. Every infirm body, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, sickness, disease, and infirmity are names that must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we ask you right now to cover everyone attached to this call. Cover them, oh Heavenly Father. Give them you, oh God. That's all they could ask for is you, oh Heavenly Father. And we know that you know every need before it is spoken, and even those that go unspoken. So we ask that you step in and you be God all by yourself and deal with those, oh Father. Father, we bless your name, we glorify you, and we praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, TMC family, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. Again, we ask you to continue to keep the Miles Monroe family and the families of all those who are on the plane in your prayers as we just continue to seek God and to trust that his plan is best. Pastor Vanessa, back to you for the benediction.
Amen, amen. We also want to keep, I've got a text earlier this morning from our co-pastor, LaVonna Lewis, and she has really been battling some health issues. So please keep her in prayer. Get her on her Facebook page. Just encourage her heart. to let her know that her TSC family is keeping her covered in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for you being God. We thank you on this thankful Thursday that you're reminding us that we have a work to do as we put our hands to the plow, that you really are going to do that exceeding abundantly above, more than we could ask or think. But it is according to the power to us doing all of we're supposed to do. And then you're going to show up and show out more than we could ever imagine. So we thank you for this word, filling our heart, these five principles, filling in our actions, and we'll write down the seven desires to see you move on this year. We'll daily look at it. We'll daily decree it. We'll daily declare it and watch you, God, intervene. We'll thank you in advance for the praise reports that shall come. Now we thank you for Minister Tiffany as she's greeting God's people. I thank you for Minister Kai for hosting this call. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, let the favor of God continue to fall on our lives, continue to order our steps, and remind us always we are your ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.